Blog Talk Radio.
We thank you, glory to God, for
for you out there that has just joined us in telling at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too. You know, and that means so much to those folks. That means so much to that one person you tell. You can tell as many as you want, but at least one person. At this time of year, folks need to know that they are loved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They need to know, number one, that God loves them and that you love them too. So we thank God for you doing that. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And just to underscore that, I got something for you right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you.
At the very least, give them a fist bump. Let them know that God loves them, that you love them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions this afternoon. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank God for bringing us into the house of the Lord one more time.
Yes.
To learn of the Lord. So take out your Bible.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The pastor is above all the scriptures this year.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
God.
Hallelujah. Take out your composition notebook. A good ink pen. Maybe a couple ink pens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe a couple pencils. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to be ready even if God drops something in your spirit. You want to be even to write that down because you may forget it.
Hallelujah.
Take out your communion elements.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can all take communion together. Write down those names of those people you want to stay in proxy for. Someone that you may have met during this season that says, hey, pray for me. I need a breakthrough or pray for my family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Write down those names of people you want to put in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Will we pray for family members and all? Some people's names you may just want to lift up before the Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're in a new month, so please don't forget to redo your alarms and redo your calendars for 7 a.m. every morning for praise and worship. Hallelujah. The Institute of Biblical Learning is on break right now, so Tuesday evenings at 7 is Bible study. Hallelujah. Join us for Bible study.
Mm.
And that number is 605-475-4800, and the access code is 759-849-POUND for Bible study.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Wednesday evening is our midweek victory service.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And don't forget, the second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. At 7 o'clock, from 7 until 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship, and from 7:50 until 8:30 is Women's Fellowship. You never know what we're going to talk about, but it will always be Scripture-based and anointed of God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, we usually have a full Sunday service and a full Sunday fellowship dinner, but the month of December, which we're in right now, we will not be having service on the fourth Sunday because that will be Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And
amen.
So therefore, please be home and celebrate with your family and celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The first, second, and third Sunday of the month is we have Good News Youth Club. Where Elder QB Stevenson is arming our children with the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have to teach our children about Jesus.
Yes.
We have to teach them and give them answers so they will be ready to answer for when somebody asks them about the hope that they have within them, they will have an answer for them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The devil don't care who he's taking out these days, but we want our children to be armed with the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. When you come to church, please don't forget to bring your pennies for the Penny for Uganda job.
Mm.
Hallelujah. We're assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. She's supposed to be our January speaker. So please, for that fourth Sunday in January, so please keep that date in mind. Hallelujah. And also, don't forget to visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org. And also visit our GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And if you aren't able to find it, contact me and I'll send a link right to your phone. Thanks to God. We believe in God for a church building. Hallelujah. They had a sanctuary and an auditorium. Really a sanctuary and a full kitchen and classroom, rooms that we use as classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. We want a moving condition. Hallelujah. Where God, wherever he says this where it is, that's where we're going. Hallelujah. And also a big parking lot. Be able to house or seat them or fit the people of God that's going to come.
Hallelujah.
We also want to be able to have washrooms in north, east, south, and west of Baltimore City to minister to the homeless so that they'll be able to have someplace to wash. And we want to be able to bless them with fresh clothing. And we want to be able to bless the homeless of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. God is able to do it. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Hallelujah. According to the power that works within us. Hallelujah. That's what the scripture says. We are believing God for it. And back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Today, God has signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on today. And we want to just remind you that we will be having a virtual watch night service on the 31st of December at 11 p.m. We will begin our watch night service.
Yeah.
And we want to do something special. We want you to glory to God. We want to be able to read testimonies of God, healing and deliverance.
Yeah.
So we want you to write to us, either write to us or drop the envelopes or the testimony. Write it down and drop it over to us or send it in the mail. You can send it to the Potter's House, Hallelujah, or RYMM. Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Again, that's the Potter's House. Hallelujah, glory to God. Or you can write RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. And we're going to be coming from the grab bag, we're going to be sharing people's testimony of how God has delivered them, how God has, through divine intervention, he has blessed them in this year.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for that opportunity for you. So join us there.
Yeah.
And also, again, join us in the morning. Set your alarm for 6:55 every morning so you can join us for morning worship.
Thank
to start your day off.
Amen.
With a Holy Ghost bang.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because Nehemiah 8 and 10b says, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
And you want to have strength for your day, you started that way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. I'm a port and didn't know it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He's the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
he is.
Jesus is
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
He is
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And you're getting ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to let you know that somebody, somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father.
They took a little time.
Thank you, Jesus.
To pray for us.
Yes. Thank you.
Some of us had our backs against the wall. Some of us were heathens and knuckleheads, and we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves. Some of us were on a sick bed and couldn't even open our mouths to say anything. But God, moved on somebody's heart to pray for us. And we want to do the same thing. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So as I play this selection,
thank you, Father.
The prayer in the background.
Yes.
We're going to put people's names up unto the atmosphere of blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, and miracles as we articulate praise for these folks we are naming today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is awesome.
Say.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to share a few thoughts.
Hallelujah.
From my heart. I was reading an article, and I wanted to say to God, where's your joy?
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Okay. Who do you hear singing? It's the most terrible time of the year.
The Grinch.
Or, say to the world, this time has come.
Oh,
I don't hear anybody singing that. So, Spirit of God, let's exhibit the joy of the season.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isn't that what Jesus came for? Wasn't that the purpose of him coming 2,000 years ago to bring us joy, peace, love? We know what the fruit of the Spirit is to this earth. And when we accepted him in our heart, that's exactly what we got.
Hallelujah.
Those things that they used to, I guess, pull us down.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I'm not gonna say they don't pull us down anymore. We don't feel those things, but not like we did when we were out in the world.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because we've given our hearts to the Lord.
Yeah.
And hallelujah, hallelujah. When we get joy, that's what we got when we accepted Jesus Christ in our heart. And that's what we feel all year round, not just December 25th.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's not the only time of the year we feel the joy of the Lord. Because December 25th is only one day of the year, and you have to live all those other days. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But when we accept him in our hearts, hallelujah, he gives us joy. Hallelujah, he gives us peace. I mean, the peace that passes understanding. When things are going haywire or things are going in a way that you would think, like, what do you have to be joyful about? What do you have to, wait a minute, why are you smiling? How can you go on? How can you do this and that when this and that has happened? And believe you me, in the last year, I've had like three times in my life, traumatic things, and I thank God for Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because I could be behind bars right now or in a room counting roses. There ain't no roses. Hey, thanks to God. Don't think you are exempt from some things, but we serve a Savior. Hallelujah. He's giving us the armor to put on. Hallelujah. Before our feet hit the floor in the morning, we can start putting on our armor. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Father God, I shod my feet, the preparation, the gospel of peace. I gird about my loins with truth. I put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Father God, I clothe myself in you today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Cause say to God, you don't know what's going to face you in the course of a day.
That's right.
But because of God.
But
because of God.
Because of
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
He said that he would never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then sometimes when we able to call up somebody to touch and agree with us, sometimes God will lay you on somebody's heart. Hallelujah. And that person just may call you up and say, hey, you on my mind. Hallelujah. And then you share what's going on or whatever. They have already, and then you're able to touch and agree with someone else. You ain't, hallelujah. This Jesus that we serve, he is better than anything I've ever experienced. I wouldn't give him up for nothing in the world. Hallelujah. He is there to take you through, hallelujah, things that you would think that you would crumble under, things that you go through, things and look back on and say, how in the world did I make it through?
Hallelujah.
I don't know. But we know that it was only God.
Yes.
It was only God.
Oh,
hallelujah. And then you, when people say, girl, how did you make it? How are you doing? You're able to tell them because of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because of Jesus. He is the only one.
Hallelujah.
And if it wasn't for him, I don't know how I would be standing or I would not be standing today if it was not for the Lord on my side.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then have the
It's good that we stay in the Word of God so we can have scriptures ready to share with even the unsaved, because
that's
the unsaved are always looking at us.
That's right.
They always,
amen,
and a lot of times you don't know who's curtain moving out the way, because they know when you start up your vehicle, they know when you come out the door. Hallelujah. They see stuff.
No, nothing happened.
I believe in the neighborhood if somebody don't see. And if somebody said, oh, we didn't see that, believe me, somebody saw it. And you be thinking like, oh, my goodness, if there's something embarrassing, may happen to you. Oh, my goodness, I don't want nobody to see that. Somebody saw it. Somebody saw it.
Jesus.
Believe you me. And then if somebody breaking somebody's car, the police is going, no, well, did you see something? Did you see? No, I believe in everybody's block. There's a Miss Pick Root. Miss Nosy Bosey. Somebody sees something.
Yes, they see
it. Hallelujah. Somebody sees something. And people see how you react to things.
Mm-hmm.
And they be saying like, wow, it must be something about her. Besides her being crazy. There must be something about that lady. But God will allow them to see, sometimes God will allow them to see angels around you.
Yes.
God will allow the unsaved to see something about you. And then, you know what? One day God's going to give them an opportunity to ask you. It just may be you and them. And it just may be their time to come to the point of salvation.
Yes.
And you will be able to share with them the Lord Jesus Christ that you have accepted in your heart. And it will be just the answer that they need in their heart. Just the answer.
Yes.
To say to God, I don't know how the world makes it. I don't know how the world makes it with the crap they go through, with them losing loved ones, losing jobs, and just going, I don't know, about cocoa for cuckoo for cocoa puffs. I don't know how they make it. I don't. Without hitting the bottle and drugs and all those other things, I said, oh, God, I said, I don't know how someone in the world makes it. Hallelujah. I know how things can happen. Yeah, you twisting and turning and walking the floor at night. But what in the world is this? The one, and look, and we say.
Hey, yes, sir.
We pray and know Jesus, and I was to the point of and to say the people out in the world don't know Jesus.
But
I thank God for Jesus. Thank God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows how to connect the dots. God knows how to He'll lead you and guide you, purchase stuff from the store months before you even need it. And you ain't know why you're buying it. He knows how to lead and guide you to pay bills up ahead of time. He knows how to he just knows how to do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is awesome.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we have to put our lives in His hands, put our children in His hands, put our homes, everything in the hands of the Lord. And don't worry about things, because it's all under control.
Yes.
God, when we put things in His hands, that little baby that came down to earth some 2,000 more years ago, hallelujah. And that same one that we've accepted Him in our heart, hallelujah. He told us to cast our cares over on Him, because He cares for us. Hallelujah. And when we do, it's just like, hey, ain't got nothing to worry about, because He handling it. He got it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. I love you all. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Bless him. Adore him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Adore him. Magnify his name. Praise him. Lift him up, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Healed and delivered.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you praise God.
He inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
In Nehemiah 8:10b,
yes,
says,
oh, yes,
the joy of the Lord,
yes,
is your strength.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
the scripture says that we remain dwell for night.
But joy.
But joy is coming in the morning. I got news for you.
Hallelujah.
Morning time.
Morning time. Thank you, Lord, for your joy. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for your joy.
Isaiah 61 says,
hallelujah,
arise and shine, for thy light has come.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. To celebrate the birth of Christ.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank
he
you
is the light of the world.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank
and he
you
gave
Jesus
us light so
thank
we
you
can
Jesus
be
thank
just
you
like him.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can take
thank
light
you
into dark.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for that again, Pastor Peaches. Thank you so much.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I got to get my breath.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus
you
is Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We tried to give y'all a hand.
Hallelujah.
We tried to give y'all a hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before we go to the next part of this service,
thank you, Father. Thank you.
If there's anybody here that knows the seven pillars of wisdom,
hallelujah,
I'm going to give them a real good blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody know the seven pillars of wisdom other than Pastor?
Yes.
Oh, I heard it, yes. Oh, go ahead.
Ooh.
If you can, grab a mic. Get the seven pillars of wisdom.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The coachable, teachable spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Learning, desiring to please God.
Uh-huh.
And be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Willing to work and go the extra mile.
Uh-huh.
Have a heart of integrity.
Uh-huh.
And honesty.
Mm-hmm.
A loving heart. Have a forgiving heart and have a giving heart.
Woo,
praise
amen
God. Come here. I got
amen
you. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Peter. You did it again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah.
Now, there's some
thank
folk
you
up in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
I might have said to themselves,
hallelujah,
I'm so poor I can't pay attention.
Hallelujah.
Pay attention to what the word of God is
amen
saying.
Amen.
Pay attention to what the preacher is saying.
Amen.
Because it may mean blessings to
hallelujah
you right now. Is that right, Deacon AJ?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pastor Peter, is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody, let's say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
And we got to, before we go any further, because I got a question to ask you, Pastor Peter. Just want to let you know that Sister Angie Harris is home.
Praise God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So
hallelujah
we thank God for moving
amen
on her behalf.
Thank you, God.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah
to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
I need to ask you a question.
Is it an easy one?
Yes. How do you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? No, that's all right. I can ask you that one. I can ask you that one. What time is it?
Oh, Holy Communion time.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That almost got you, didn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's Holy Communion
Holy
time.
Holy Communion time. Thank
and
you,
although we are kind of smiling, this is a good time of the service.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes.
People don't understand But this is the meal that heals.
Thank you, God.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Our text is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And in the text on today, it says to examine yourself. And so we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we were children, and we heard communion time, you know what we did, yes?
Mm-hmm.
We re-examined ourselves. We did exactly what the preacher said to.
Yeah, we scared.
Because we got scared. That's right. We want to take this thing right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing that. And we usually we call it introspection. We looked at ourselves and said, oh, Father God, in the name of, we're going to do this right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
yeah.
We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Yeah.
Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Thank you.
We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then we went on even further. We said, we examine ourselves according to the word of God. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, for the stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:8 says, we have redemption through the blood.
Yeah.
It's through the blood that our sins are forgiven.
Yeah.
So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Now in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sweet. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. That means blessed be God the Lord.
Yes.
We're taking communion regularly because we are rightfully discerning the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Yeah.
Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Numbers 23:19. God, you said, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord,
thank you,
for your word on today.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's one thing you put above yourself,
thank you,
Lord.
Glory.
It's your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 118. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
On the same night.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Thank you, Lord.
He took the bread. Shakari Gabo Kuche, Shakuri Abasha.
We take this bread. Your body broken.
Hallelujah. Before we eat this.
In remembrance.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We take.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's stop. Lord God, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion.
Yes, amen.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name. We thank you for these elements. We ask you to bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
On the same night, see, we got to do this right,
Jesus. Thank you,
on the same night for which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your healing right now, Lord. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the telephone system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative milk all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Cancer's dissolving. Hallelujah. Disappearing. Hallelujah. Tumors. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dissolving. And that's disappearing. Hallelujah.
Oh,
diabetes. Glucose levels coming to normal.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. High blood pressure. Coming to normal.
Thank you,
new knees, new kidneys, new liver, new
pain,
new gallbladder.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shout out to the Lord. Creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. We don't step on those words. Shout out to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your word says in Matthew 15:46. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter
1,
verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We can heal the bread of today. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, dear Lord. He declared, this is a new testament in my blood. Let's read together.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, bring me in remembrance that we may be justified, made worthy. Lord, we don't take communion as a routine. This is an act of faith and love. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. We trust your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your blood covers our families, our loved ones, our homes, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past and present and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost,
thank you, Jesus.
In the spirit we lie in the church. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to north, makes a north effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to near, embraces, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our brother's families, according to Job 22:28, and Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And, you know, some people sometimes will say, well, why do you put perfect in there? Perfect doesn't mean you don't make a mistake. Spiritual perfection means spiritual maturity. And he wants us mature. Now, I could put that word in there instead of perfect, but no, because the Bible said, Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect as I am perfect. In other words, be ye mature as I am mature. But he said perfect, so guess what I'm going to say?
Perfect.
Perfect, that's right. Because I did not write it, and I came too late to change it. And Isaiah 43:26 says, bring me into remembrance. In other words, say what I said.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm going to say what he said. I don't care what other preachers say. Nobody's perfect. I'm not saying nobody, if people, we don't make mistakes. But we're maturing in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We training folks to be on the scene. Not in the gangster league, but on the scene with the word of God. Is that right? Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Pastor Felix, I know you were a quick second, but I need to give this to Minister Jerry. Come on up here. Yeah, come on up here. Come on up here.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
You were almost there. Hallelujah. You're almost there.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I just want to let you know, hey, I'm tapped out. So if I say, you know what, I got some mints in my pocket. You may get a mint.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, Jesus is Lord.
You get the mess. Hallelujah. I need to ask you a question, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you a question.
Bless the Lord, Pastor. Hallelujah.
You want an easy question or a hard question?
An easy one.
Okay.
Second Timothy 1:7, Jeremiah 29:11-12, 1 Peter 1:3, 1 Peter 5:10, Ephesians 6:10-11. Ephesians 6:10-11. 2 Corinthians 2:14, Isaiah 60:1, Hebrews 11:1, Colossians 1:27.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. As you can see, I have this propensity, this leaning to stand on the Word of God. Because I found out that all other ground is seeking sand.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Word of God is eternal. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I always like to start off with something historical.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hysterical, but most of the time it's historical.
Okay.
There was a gentleman named Henry. And they tell me there was a whole lot of Henrys in history.
Okay.
This was Henry VIII.
Okay.
And he was famous for four reasons. And I want to tell you what they are.
Mm. Okay.
Number one, he had 6 wives.
Okay.
Number two, he was responsible in starting the English Reformation because he tried to divorce one of his wives.
Uh-huh.
And the Roman Catholic Church didn't go for it. Hallelujah. So he started a church of his own, the Church of England, which is still in existence today. In the United States, it's called the Presbyterian Church, but it's the Church of England. The monarch of England is the head of the church. The religious leader of that church is actually the Archbishop of Canterbury. A little history there. All right.
Okay.
Number three.
Mm-hmm.
He came around during his reign. He was actually born June 28, 1491.
Mm-hmm.
And he died January 28, 1547.
Mm-hmm.
During his reign, which started in 1509, he began, after his experience with not getting the Pope to go along with a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And he started his own church.
Hmm.
He began to understand that the people ought to have a Bible in their language. So he was the first king to mandate that every parish, every church in England had to have a Bible. That Bible was called the Great Bible. It was great for two reasons. Number one, it was 16 inches tall. It was chained to the pulpit. And people were able to read that. If they couldn't read, he would provide a reader for them. Hallelujah. That's the third thing. The fourth thing is that up until that time, Christmas dinner was, you know, there was no featured entree for that. Thanksgiving, we had the turkey, of course, you know about that. But he started a turkey for Thanksgiving. He started that tradition. Because turkeys were kind of like new. They were, you know, they were from the New World. And they were over in the New World. And they they were being transported to England, he said, you know what, this is a good bird. It probably was expensive, too, because it came from the New World. So he started the tradition, we're going to have a turkey for Christmas.
Oh.
So those are the four things about Henry VIII. Now you know.
Right.
So we're talking about the menu. Now, I'm not going to talk to you about the other traditions, because I could talk to you about the fruit cake. That's something most people don't like, but I love fruit cake. I want to talk about the menu. But there's one thing on the holiday menu that we need to remove.
Mm.
And for a few minutes, I got a few minutes left. This is going to be part one and part two. Remove depression from your holiday menu.
Amen.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Remove depression.
Remove depression.
From your holiday menu.
From your holiday menu.
Scientists and statisticians say that more people, 8 to 12% more people, transition during this time of year. That's statistically proven. Other things happen. We had three major family holidays in a year. We got that connected with you sort of religious overtones. That's Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Two of those come one month, and then the next month, and the other. And so during this time, there is stress because we're thinking about the money or the lack thereof. We think about the buildings. We think of the bills that we're going to have to pay. We think about all of those things that didn't get done in the year. And we only got 2 months left. Now it's only 1 month. Now it's less than 1 month. And so it's kind of doing like what crescendo when you get to the end. Is that the right word, Minister Jerry?
Yeah.
Crescendo when you get to
a big growing, okay?
Yeah.
Going up.
Okay. So that's what we do. He's the music guy in the place. He has degrees in music. And so the bottom line is that it's a whole lot of stress going on. We got a lot of people that got estranged from their children, from their husband or their wife, or estranged from their friends, or they moved away from home and they have a new life somewhere else and they haven't developed their support system, or they're overseas, they've been deployed, and they can't come home. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. But see, we got to remove depression from the holiday menu.
Yeah.
You say, well, what's depression? They have a lot of clinical definitions. But it is the severe despondency or dejection. You say, what does that mean? And if you look in the dictionary, it says the absence of hope or courage for both of those. And see, but we have a hope. Let's read the first scripture.
Thank you, Jesus.
But don't take it for you. Hebrews 13:5-6.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
First of all, we need to understand that what you think are seeds of the planet. What you say, what you do are seeds also. But depression doesn't start at what you do. It doesn't even start at what you say. Depression starts in your mouth.
Amen.
And if you start to marinate, ruminate, meditate, focus on the negative, you will feel hopeless. Because like the song said about count your blessings, name them one by one.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people do the opposite. They count their cases and they name them one by one. I don't have this, I don't have that, this, that. Oh, the year's almost gone and I don't have this, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. That. They sauteed. I mean, they put some little oil in there, some butter, some real butter in there, and they put a little garlic in there too. They put a lot of little ingredients in what they sauteed. What you think about is seed that's planted in your life. And when you start talking about it, you watering that seed, and then what you're saying is actually bringing some more seed on. That's going to be really double for your trouble. It's going to double whatever you're talking about. It's going to multiply it. And then if you do what you put and what you said out of your mouth, you're going to be in deep stuff. They're going to have you in a room by yourself with padded walls, hardly taking, you ain't got no shoestrings, you ain't got no belt. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to stop that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Stop. Remove depression from your holiday menu, y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't call up and say, you know what, Lord, look like we won't have a good Christmas there. Why are you saying that? Boy, I'm going to mess up now. But Romans 1:17b says, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
And we have been talking fear and foolishness. Put on to this. And even presumption. Well, don't look like we're going to have anything to give to anybody. You can give them a word of encouragement.
Amen.
You call somebody up you haven't talked to in years and say, I just thought about you. I just want to let you know that God loves you. I love you too. And I will bless their son. So they haven't heard from you in 10 years and you call them up and tell them that? That's a Christmas present. I don't know about you. My goodness. I'd be satisfied a little bit then.
Hallelujah.
Give me another scripture. I don't know what time it is.
The sixth verse says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Thank you.
Yeah. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is your helper.
Thank you.
And what is he going to help you to have the joy, all the fruit of the Spirit? He helps you get there. But if you saute and marinate, ruminating, meditating, and focusing on the negative, oh my goodness, you won't even hear what the Word of God is saying. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 1:7. Hallelujah. I heard it first. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, hallelujah.
What about you?
So God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Because y'all got to understand who you're dealing with. You say you love God, you say you're a Christian, act like you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Act, and don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk.
Yeah.
Remove depression from your your holiday menu.
Mm-hmm.
You can say daily menu, too. But anyway, holiday menu. Definitely get it off the holiday menu.
Yes.
Shakata to the bush. Yes, maybe everything is not where you want it. That's all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
You think Jesus had a good time up there being nailed to a cross? You know, and folks sticking swords in his side. You think that was a fun time for him? The Word of God says, I am crucified. Nevertheless, I yet live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 2:20. Y'all got to stand on the word of God,
yes.
Not stand on what you think. Because all of this stuff, this negative stuff, is going to mess your mind up. Yes. And then it's going to mess your body up.
Yes.
It's going to mess your holiday up. Give me another scripture.
Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
Look here, you got a promise from God. Why are you hopeless?
Hallelujah.
Why you ain't got no carrots? Shock out of there.
You
don't feel like standing because it looks like a whole lot of stuff coming against you. Come on now. If you say you're Christian, act like you know. Christ like.
Hallelujah.
Christ went to the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, he didn't volunteer. Well, I guess he did volunteer. But it's not one of those things that you see people raise their hand. I want to go to the cross.
Oh, no.
In fact, all those in here want to go to the cross, raise their hand. Now, I can't see anybody raising their hand, whether they raise it or not.
I know ain't nobody doing it.
I heard nobody doing it. You understand what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Look here. Y'all got to understand that Jesus did something for you. Because he did, you're free to be stressless. You're free to be courageous. You're free to have hope. Your hope is in Christ. Read another scripture. Time is winding up.
1 Peter 5:10, 1:3. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Look here. He rose from the dead, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
He made you alive just like him. You are alive.
Thank you, God.
And him, you giving him, the stress got to go.
Oh,
you turn that fire off of that sad, sad, what do you call that? The food you cooking, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the fire off of that. Take that off the stove.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, you said that, at least Saturday, I'm going to get it later on. You saw tan, thank you, Holy Ghost, saw tan, marinating and ruminating and meditating and focusing on negative. You're going to mess yourself up, baby. You're going to be in the hospital for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is to get out of the hospital. Send Santa Claus or somebody get me out of here. But you're going to get there if you don't remove depression from your holiday menu.
Yes, yes, yes.
Give me another scripture real quick.
Peter 5:10. Hallelujah. But the God of all age, of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he has suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
You're going to go through some stuff, y'all. Don't think it's a strange thing. Oh, it's so strange. I done went through this, oh, Lord. Oh, me. Don't curse it. Don't nurse it. Don't rehearse it. Disperse it with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why I tell folks here, you got to have the Holy Ghost, sir, because it gives you an extra. You know, extra is always good. You get a paycheck and get extra in that. You happy?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get bonus. That's called extra. You happy?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God, look, I'm going to give you some extra here. You can go through some stuff, but I'm going to give you grace. And what's grace? I'm married to faith. You didn't earn this thing. I'm just going to give it to you because I love you. That's a form of love. What's the title of the message today?
Remove depression from the holiday menu.
You heard?
Amen.
Stop getting in the corner. You know, you can tell folks want to be by themselves when they get the depressed. Don't let them do that.
Amen.
You call somebody up. How do you do something good for somebody?
Yes.
Call them up and get them out. Say, look here, I want to take you for a cup of coffee. Or I will meet you for lunch, and the lunch is on me. Yeah, I know it's close to Christmas. That's all right. I just want to do this for you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you know they have really lost a loved one.
Yes.
They may have got fired from a job.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They may have had a car accident. The car was total. All kinds of amazing stuff may have happened to them. Who said KK they both shot top? Don't let a soldier stand alone when they're going through. And get to stepping. Get them out of there. Because that's what the devil wants to do, get you by yourself. Oh, I feel so bad, I just want to be alone. No, you don't let them. Don't take that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what the devil want to do.
Then
they say, hey, you look, did you hear the so-and-so committed suicide? Jesus. Because you let them stay alone. Take them away. Get the blood off your hands. You know when somebody's thinking negative when they're talking to you. You know somebody... It's depressed when they're talking to you. You know those words. Oh, they always messing with me. Oh, I can't do this. I don't do this. It's always negative.
Yeah.
You jump in there with the word of God.
Yeah.
That's why I tell you to get the addresses together.
Yes.
So you can help them. Hallelujah, because they want freaking sin. You don't do nothing. The next thing you hear, they done committed suicide. You got to live with that yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, if you did all you could do and they still do that,
yeah. The
blood is not on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You're sad a little bit, but the blood's not on your hand. Reach out to people you haven't talked to in years.
Amen.
Or reach out to do stuff. You don't always have to buy somebody something for Christmas. Oh, I don't have enough money to buy all my 18 children something for Christmas. Number one, we can go over 18 children. But that's all right. Oh, you said the Bible says be fruitful and multiply. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone because that's what the Bible says. I stand on the word. So, but then you stood on the word again and again and again and again. Never mind. Anyway, praise God. Y'all get that.
Hallelujah.
I'm in the wrong crowd. Let me talk to this crowd over here. Hey, y'all.